Everyone, well, here we are, Wednesday night, Creation Lightship Healing, and let's bring up some energy here for everybody, some peace energy. Here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we'll clear the date here, which is the 22nd of November, 2017. So, here we go. Releasing that energy that's cording you from years past. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Oh, boy, I guess one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So hopefully that's helped you. And let's now bring up the light beams on your monitor screen to energize them for peace energy into your room and into you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on of something, let's clear the energy. So take away that one timeline. Releasing that, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll turn it over to Michelle, our co-host. So, are you out there, Michelle?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, and welcome everybody to the Wednesday night Creation Lightship Healing Show. We're going to do some healings tonight and also answer plenty of questions that people have written into about. And if you have a question, you're welcome to write us and ask it. You can get that on the front webpage of www.creationlightship.com, or you can email us directly at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And, Ron, it looks like we have a special call coming up this weekend on Saturday, November 25th. It's a two-hour call-in healing session starting at 1 p.m. Pacific time. It's only $20, and it's specifically for our brain. So most people have probably already gotten the invitation or the write-up about it in their email. But would you like to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, I'm going to be working with your brain, so fixing what I call brain partitions and taking away the alien stuff that's there. So it'll be interesting. It's a $20 call, 1 o'clock Pacific time. And just come on, and we'll see if we can help you out somewhat. Might restore some of your memories and or just be able to communicate better. Anyway, that's basically it. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you. And this will probably be maybe the first of three calls.
Okay. Great. So it's interesting when you say brain partition. I know that if people have traumatic experiences, it can actually do some type of like a honeycomb action on the brain where they partition that particular experience in one section so that you don't have to remember it all the time? Is it like that, like breaking that down?
Yeah, just how the partitions don't communicate to each other, so they're not functioning properly. So you don't have that, maybe, you know, your mind, you know, the energy, the brain is not connecting the dots properly. That's about the only way I could describe it here. So I guess I'll just turn it back over to you. Do we have any testimonials from previous shows? And
we do have a couple. I have a really quick question, though, just about the brain cell rejuvenation. Someone is wondering if they can get it for their son who lives somewhere else. So he would be absentee. Is that possible?
Yeah, absentee is fine. No problem with this call.
Okay, good. So they just pay for it and get you his name. So I actually have a testimonial, and it is about the rib healing that you did on us. It was amazing. It felt, I have to use the word euphoric the next day. So I take it there was plenty of things released, I don't know, tired muscles, tight muscles, who knows, but it felt incredible. And I know that you worked on us, Ron, for, gosh, I don't know, maybe an hour, possibly an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. I'm really not sure how long, but it was pretty thorough. Were you feeling that from a lot of your audience members that we needed that?
Yeah, that's what happens on the calls, is sometimes sense get a clue of what's going on with some people and kind of steer the calls in that direction. So it's not that I'm reading everybody, it's just that information comes forward and we start going that way. That's why we don't always 100% of the time stick to the format of what we're normally going to be doing. We'll switch it into something else, which will give also benefit from being on the call. So
yeah.
Back to you.
Well, wonderful. I thought it was fantastic. Okay, I'm just looking to see if there's any other, if anybody's written anything in about that particular healing that occurred. I believe that was on Sunday, so I know that you did a lot of things that day, that you always do, but that I remember very specifically. So let's see here. It says, I think somebody's wondering about, is there a prerequisite for the brain call? Oh, I'm sorry, for the body organ restoration call. And they're wondering also, is there also a prerequisite for the brain partition call?
So the brain partition is just emotional and mental whole lifetime clearing. The other one, at this moment, I can't tell you. I'm not tuned into that too much.
Okay.
I wasn't going to mention this, but right now we're in full battle in Los Angeles, Hollywood. So if any of you out there are time-traveling soldiers, we have lots of alien opposition there. So this is like fighting the Beyondo energies here that's come to the planet here to, protect the pedophiles. So anyway, so we're battling them now, so... it's intense. So back to you.
Wow.
No, you won't talk anymore. Now, if you guys feel like you're kind of edgy or sitting on the edge of your seat or a little frustrated, amped up somewhat, maybe having a hard time focusing, being here, that's because you're involved. So, it's full engagement right now with them. So back to you.
Okay, thank you for the update. Very important. Very good, Ron. Thank you. Yes, I did notice something starting last night, but I wasn't sure what it was about. So, okay, this one says, testimonial recommendation. It says, please start timeline crash 11/22, anniversary of JFK assassination. We will continue on further. Thanks. So I guess that's when it took place.
11/22, yeah. I think it did, yeah. We could do a release here of the two numbers there. Number 11 is what's used a lot. So here we go. So one, releasing the energy that's still here from... probably emotional energy, sadness energies, et cetera. Other energies are there, but I really can't detect them. But there's a lot of ritual energies at that time, too. So here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay. To see if that helps you people. Okay. Back to you.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. So we get this question every now and then, and a lot of people want to know. So we'll just go over really quick. It said, I did a whole life clearing, and it was over $100 that they paid for it. And now they want to do a second one at half price. And how do they do that? So how you do that is when you're buying it, the since it's by your age, let's say you're actually 40 years old, but this is your second healing, and you've emailed your first receipt to Ron saying, I'd like to do the second one at half price, and he emails back and says, yes, go ahead. Then when you buy your second one, you say that you are 20 years old, and so that would be half price. So, but then, of course, when you run the healing, you say that you are 40 years old because you are indeed 40 years old. So you buy it at half the age when you buy it, but you have to run it so that you have to run that your whole age so that it clears your entire life. And Ron, just to clarify, I think you said a couple days ago that it could be any clearing over $100. Is that correct?
Yeah, just that it's harder to do, and you may not get a prompt answer from me after you send the email. So, you know,
okay.
You know, it might be up to a week before I get back with you, because I have to look the codes up if you're getting a clearing, because you can't get into it, and there's no way to get into it with that discount unless I send you the codes on it, and just under a lot of engagements right now. So I'm not going to, in fact, I haven't even looked at my computer for probably 2 days, I think, to send stuff out to people. I'll be doing it probably tomorrow or maybe tomorrow or Thursday, Friday for the weekend one here. So if you haven't received anything, it's just because I'm not looking at those emails. So just too busy doing other things. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. Is it okay for people to send you an email and then just go ahead with buying their second clearing?
Yeah, but they won't get the code. Yeah, they could do that, but don't expect a prompt answer, to get the code sent to you. It could take, like I said, maybe a week to get it. So just know that.
Well,
that does not work on the bundles. It only works on the regular clearing that you may want to have. That's a little different, you know.
Right. Okay, because the bundles are already at a very serious discount, so that excludes any healing that you would get with a bundle. So. Okay, but I think that if they're buying their second one after they've paid for their first one, they don't need to get the codes from you specifically. They still have to go in and buy it. And the information will just get given to them, isn't that correct?
Yeah, but, well, it'll be half price. So if they wanted to get some clearing, like, let's say that they wanted to get the alien attack page, okay? Or maybe the psychic billboard or something else that's on the website, you're not going to be able to buy it for half price.
Oh.
It'll be full price, you see. So I would need to send you the codes for that.
Okay.
So all the clearings that are whole lifetime, you can do it easily and get the codes instantly. But anything else, it'll take me to send it to you. And right now, because of what's going on, it's really intense, and I don't have time to visit my email list to hunt down and go in to get the codes, et cetera, from people or for people. So back to you.
Okay, no problem. We totally understand, and you got to do your thing, and we appreciate that. So that's great. But, honestly, when somebody's getting a half-price one, they should go for one that's more, that would be more expensive priced by their age, because you're kind of getting a better value. So so hopefully that works out. But, yes, do what you have to do. We really very much appreciate it. So, all right, let's see. We have a couple requests for 12 Source Energies. I know that it comes as a recording. I believe it may be on the Creation Light Ship Yahoo page, or I'm sorry, the YouTube page, but I will look into that. And let me see if I have any other suggestions.
My understanding is that I think it's the first show that we did on VBS for Contact Talk Radio, where we transferred those shows. So if you go onto the archive, which would either be Thursday or Sunday. But the first show, I believe, is that. So you just go in and click on that.
Okay. So it's in there. It is actually several times, but that's another place where it is. So thank you for letting us know that. Okay. Let's see here. Well, we have a few new things in here. Somebody has written, they just want to say they wish us peace during this season that can get very excitable. And thank you. We wish you peace as well, because it's very important to stay at peace during this time. There's no reason to get unpeaceful about anything, really. I think we all need to remember that. Very important to do the mind to heart drop, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, stay in that peace energy. You don't want to get off on timelines that's not on the new earth, because when you're on a timeline, then you're not on the new earth, so we'll do the mind to heart drop and stay there. I'd like to know from people who, you know, the ones that maybe a month ago that we did the special call with making your bedroom or house for the new earth. I'd just like to know how it's holding after about a month now, and just get some information. I heard from some people that the energy is actually stronger or became stronger within a few days after we did that, but you know, I'd just like to know how you guys are doing with that. So if you could just send something in, that'd be wonderful. So back to you.
Yeah, very good. Well, I just found it fascinating today myself, because I have the energy also in, you know, put into my home, that I had these two chairs that, you know, I had material cut for. I was going to cover the chairs. Literally been sitting in my house for over a year. And yesterday I was just like, well, I'm going to put the chairs together, and I just did it. And it was so much easier, because one chair was half done a year ago when I started this, and the other chair was, you know, hadn't been really worked out at all, but it was so much easier. I was just like, just go, just do this, just do this, just do this, and it just happened. It came together, and what took me the first time, I would say about maybe 6 to 8 hours, came together in an hour and a half. So something's going on there, because I even felt the motivation to do it, and then it was so easy. So that was very interesting, and it does feel really nice in my home. Okay, Ron, so we have a request to remove some pins from the right and left hip areas. Is that a possibility, or is that a call?
Normally it's on a call, but I'll do it one time here. So here we go. I'll work on your left hip first. So if you do have a condition happening, you may want to put your hand where it is. So here we go. I'll count to 30 to release pins on the left side. If you just have it in general there, you know, ache or pain, then, you know, we'll see what we can do for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And again, we'll do the right side now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay, just enjoy that, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
That's you,
thank
Michelle.
You. Thank you, Ron. We definitely appreciate it. Okay, I was just trying to look for this. Someone's wondering how they can find the light infusion chamber clearing or healing. And it is on the website. Let me see. Light. I'm going to put in the word chamber and see if it comes up. It is a whole body, or I'm sorry, a whole lifetime healing. But I'm not sure what the wording is. Oh, it looks like the wording is, if you just type in chamber under the book, where you can search for a healing and then press go. I typed in chamber and it comes up light infusion healing chamber. It's $5 times your age. And then there are also generational healings on that, but of course you want to do yourself first. So that's the $5 times your age one. And, yeah, you want to explain that one, Ron? Is it a one-time thing or is it something you run every now and then?
Well, the first time is to use it once, and then you get the unlimited to use it whenever you want to. So it's kind of hard to say how it works as compared to the other whole lifetime clearings. Because it's really a basic once-over clearing for a lot of things that you may not have ever had a clearing for. So let's just say you had an emotional issue and you had the unlimited, so you went in and did the unlimited one. That took you maybe a minute to do. And then after that, you may want to go into to the light infusion chamber. And that'll work with other types of emotions that may not even be on the website, or situations or reactive energies. Let's put it that way. And so you may get, you know, a different type of clearing that is not on the website. So that's, I guess, the best way to put that. Normally, it'll do an aura clearing for you. It'll put you in the present moment. It'll take off the crud that you have around you from people and yourself radiating your auric field of all of your stuff. So it will do a lot for you. So anyway, that's what it's for when you get the unlimited. The first time through, it will clean you off quite nicely. So back to you.
Okay, thank you. So I have a question then that brings up a really good question. So let's say somebody hugs you or somebody touches your hand. There is a clearing called the slime body clearing, I think, when, you know, you refer to it as you've been slimed, reference from the Ghostbusters movie, but it's just basically picking up someone's energy. And I think actually it will clear your auric field and then your blood, your lungs, and your heart. But would this also be a good healing to run after you feel that that has happened, just like get in the light chamber, so to speak, or run this healing on yourself? Would that take away that energy?
Yeah, it probably would. A lot of people kind of have their own little recipe on, we'll say, healings of what they're using, you know. May find that they need to do a certain clearing, maybe once every couple of weeks or, you know, once a month, like the magnetic twisted body clearing, you know, is a good one, or even the, there's another clearing, harmonic clearing. So those two are very good just to do maybe once a month. And you may want to even do them more often, but once a month, I'd say everybody needs that. So, you know, it's kind of up to you what you want to do. And you know, you want to try to work with the clearings and just play around with them and see how they help you. You know, write down how you feel before and after. And then maybe even look at your body, scan your body and say, okay, where did this thing actually affect me? What part of my body was stiff or sore? Did I have pain in my body? You know, is it gone now? Because, you know, we really don't know where all this stuff is going to in our body. So that's just the way I see it. A lot of people, they have their own little formulas and their own little recipes of what they use, we'll say, and how often they do a certain clearing. I think the people that are more connected and want to become more in peace, they automatically do the, you know, the unlimited whole lifetime emotional and even the fear clearing, and they do that daily. And so, but everybody has their own little way of doing things. But, you know, and it's good to run. If you bought clearings, you know, if you did a whole lifetime clearing, maybe you have a half a dozen of them. Well, geez, get the unlimited and run those suckers, you know, keep running them. Maybe, you know, at least once every few days, maybe once a week, and just run them through. Or maybe you do it on the weekend, but you know, take advantage of more wellness. Just don't put it on the back shelf and not use it after you purchase the unlimited version of it. Just keep doing it. And make a note, you know, one person I saw at the expos, he had a list, and he did certain clearings each day of the week, and that's what he was doing. And boy, I can honestly say he was crystal clear. I mean, he was very light looking, and you know, I would say energetically he was invisible. So he wasn't emitting anything because he kept up on the clearings, taking stuff off of him, which means that, you know, he wasn't drawing things to him to contaminate himself. So, and his job was dealing with people that were maybe probably pretty negative in their situations, you know, that, you know, he was helping them out, we'll say, people that have problems. So, typically they would be a magnet for negativity. They would get stuck on him or on anybody else. And he was like, I mean, he was just phenomenal to see how he looked. So you might remember the person. I can't put the name on the air here, but I think you saw him, Michelle.
Okay.
So back to you.
Well, that's good to know. And yeah, I have to say myself that it is possible once you've done a bunch of clearings, let's say you had a physical pain, and then you've done whatever clearings you think have to do with that, and it goes away, and then you stop thinking about it and stop dwelling on it, it is possible to actually forget that you even ever had that pain. So that may be very good news to a lot of people. Just keep on trying to figure out what is causing a muscle tension or whatever it was that you think caused it. Keep looking for those healings and then stop thinking about it. And it will eventually just completely disappear. So that's fantastic to know. And, you know, a testament that they really do work. The healings are amazing. So they really do work. And yet at the same time, they feel like, almost as if this is just the way you always were. Like, it doesn't feel like any big thing happened, but you just realize that awful thing is not there anymore. It's just that simple. You know, you don't remember it saying goodbye. It just is gone. So, okay.
Yeah, and don't look back, you know. Walk away, Renee, you know. Just know that you're, you're fixed. Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, just know that, yeah, it's gone. And don't try to go fishing for it or try to have your mind want to find out what happened. Going down the rat hole looking for things, you know, you can tell your mind to shut up, I guess. Picture the mind a hard drop. But you don't want to bring up the past, and especially your friends. If they start saying something, you know, well, how come you're not limping today, you know? And maybe you did a bunch of clearings, and you're on like the call on Sunday or something, you know? And now your limp is, it kind of like went away, and they say, what happened to your limp? Well, you just say, oh, it's fixed, it's better, you know? Make up something to tell them maybe, or just change the subject. You don't want them to try to pull the thing out into you again, because they know about it. Their mind can imprint their stuff onto you, so you don't want to do that. Just know that you're fixed and it's gone, and check your psychic billboard, see what it's saying, and, you know, get it off there. And get it out of your cellular memory. You don't want to have those memories of pain. And once you're, you know, out of the pain of whatever, if it was pain, your body now is knowing wellness. It doesn't want to go back into pain. It doesn't want to suffer. So don't even go there. Some people say want to know if the clearing, you know, that they did worked or not. once you do a clearing, it works. There's no questions about, you know, did I do it right or wrong? Even if you did make a mistake, on doing the clearing, it will work for you. I've only had one person that the clearing did not work. And I forgot what it was, but there's just one person. So they had to redo it. Other than that, they always work. And don't even, look at it as, and go fishing again. Just know it's done and over with. And when the clearing is completed and it says that it's done, it is. Now it's up to your body to release the blocked energies that could be there. But other than that, what else do we have there, Michelle?
Okay, well, someone's wondering, they've heard that the harmonic frequency clearing can help with joint issues, and they're wondering how to go about it. Would you just run part one and put body joint in the incident box?
Yeah, you probably want to be more specific if you have a problem, with joints. Naturally, when I do the calls, I may do joint lubrication. But normally, when you're going to a clearing, where's your problem, So you want to specify where it is. So if you have a joint problem, maybe you have arthritis, in your hands, knuckles, and put that down. Maybe you have carpal tunnel. Well, that's where it is. So you want to be, you want to direct the energy to where the problem is. So back to you.
Okay. So just good to know. And then there's actually another question about the harmonics clearing. So the odd harmonics clearing has different parts to it. Is it possible to, it's not actually possible to do them all at once, but is it, let's say it was possible to do them all at once, like the website would let you. Would it be beneficial to do them all at once, or is the best situation to do each one separately?
I do each one separately,
Okay.
That's the best thing to do. If you start doing too much, remember, your mind that you're thinking about doing the clearings with, maybe even your brain, but what you're doing there is you're thinking, well, I can do all of these here. Well, your mind doesn't know your body, It just thinks that it can do something. So you don't want to cause your body harm. Ask your body if you're going to do anything before you do a clearing, what intensity should I use on it, it'll tell you. So, yeah, always be, a little more cautious and don't do so much at one time.
Okay. So the way it's set up is actually that you have to do each one separately, and that's the best situation anyway. So that's okay. That's great. That way, yeah, it can be too much on the body. I have used that one, Ron, if I'm going out, I know I'm going to be around loud music or something like that, and just left it on, I don't know the exact name of it, I think it's the first selection, where it says earth energies, odd harmonic energies, and I have noticed a significant decrease in being disturbed by loud music, whereas in the past I can't stay out very long. I don't like to be around it. After three songs, I'm like, get me out of here. I've got to go home. I don't feel good. Now it doesn't really bother me. Not that it makes me want to stay out longer, but I don't have any ill effects at all. So, yeah, it's quite amazing, and there's no residual effects that I would feel the next day if I run that healing. So it's really nice. Thank you very much. I know music, people don't realize it really gets into your body, like the beats, and it really goes deep, doesn't it?
Yep. And it could imprint you. So, you want to kind of be maybe just a little cautious, with where you go to and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I am just responding to an email that was sent. Some people have already started to pay for the brain call. And just letting the person know, you usually send the codes out the day before, but after they get the receipt emailed to them from PayPal, they are to forward the receipt to you at creationlightship@yahoo.com. That will go to you directly. And just one copy of that receipt is all you need, because Ron gets a lot of emails. It's a lot of work to respond to too many emails. And then you'll get the information back to the person. It's probably just the day before the call. Okay. So let's see what else we have here. We have a lot of people writing in. Thank you so much. Okay. Saturday's healing. Here we go. Somebody is wondering if they can still do the brain call on Saturday without doing the emotional clearing. Is that possible, Ron?
No, it's not.
Okay, they need to do that. And
the mental clearing.
And the mental clearing, okay.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so let's help Ron out here, because he's, you know, doing his mission, which takes a lot of his energy. So he's also doing a lot of stuff to keep the bad bugs, so to speak, off of us. And that takes a significant amount of energy. So what we can do to help ourselves and Ron so that we can go further in our healing is to do our emotional healing and then the mental healing and have it done through the computer. That way you can do it, you know, at your convenience. And that way a light being is doing the healing, a different light being other than Ron, so that Ron's energy can be used, you know, for other things, because we want Ron to, you know, basically use his energy to go further. So I think that's fair. Doing the emotional whole life healing is a whole life healing. So after you pay for that, then let's say the mental is the next one that you would do. You're going to get that at, you know, half off. So you just put in half your age when you buy it. So you're getting a very good deal there. And you know what? Once it's done, you really won't care what you paid for it, because you'll know that it is worth about 40 years of therapy. Actually, better than that, because I've heard from many people that therapy just really doesn't work that well at all. This is completely 100%. Those issues are just gone and out of you, and it's absolutely worth it, and there's nothing more to do after that. So the best thing you could possibly spend your money on, if this needs to be your holiday gift to yourself, then go for it, because it's a great thing to get. Okay, let's see. Something about soldiers. I have been restless and glad to be involved, especially in regards to the issues that are going on in Hollywood, which we're all reading about on a daily basis. Hopefully not, but I'm sure we've all heard a little bit about it. So this person is saying, thank you, Ron. They fully believe that they are involved in this and glad to be of service. So thank you, listener. I know a lot of us feel the same way. So, okay, let's see here. A question for Ron. Hi, Ron. There is an Argentinian submarine that's been missing for 6 days. Can you sense life on it, or has everyone died? I don't know anything about this, and I don't know, Ron. What do you have to say about that?
I haven't looked at it. I'll check it out this evening.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I'm just trying to see if there's any requests. Okay. somebody is wondering, they're wondering about the Saturday call, and yes, Ron has said he definitely wants you to do the emotional and mental healings before you get on the Saturday call. The listener has not done them yet, so he's wondering about sending the codes for the half off. But for the mental healing, you don't need to worry about Ron sending you the codes. You can just buy the healing at half your age, because it is not one of the other ones that cannot be done by using your age. It's done by time, so it's just a set price. So this is one of the ones that you wouldn't need Ron to give you codes for. So just go ahead and buy the emotional healing. Go ahead and buy the mental healing. Use half your age when you buy it, and you'll be all set by Saturday. It's Wednesday, so you're still able to give yourself a couple days in between doing each one of those, because they're major healings. So you want to hopefully give yourself a couple days in between them, and you'll be feeling great by Saturday. Okay. We still are getting requests for the November 11th call, the information from that, and I will send that out to people. So we're getting a couple of requests from that. Okay, and Ron, we have somebody asking if you could do a healing on their left ankle, because somebody got an owie today on their left ankle.
Okay. Here we go. So count to 10. Let's see what happens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, there we go. And hopefully that's helping you. Back to you.
Okay, good. And then also, if the listener has the special healing, which is a whole life healing, you can put in that your left ankle, you know, got hurt, and that is a physical issue, and the light beings can work on that as well if you need more assistance with that. Okay. Oh, this is about, earlier we were talking about the light infusion healing chamber. Okay. It says, I have had this for a long time, but when I had it up around the clock, I would not be able to sleep. I was so full of energy, and I would recover quickly after a nap, which is funny because a lot of times people will take an afternoon nap and then they feel really drowsy and almost crabbier than if they hadn't napped at all. But they're saying that it gave them so much energy that it kept them awake. So the warning is that it will give you a lot of energy. So if you need to sleep, you might want to turn it off. So, thank you, listener. That's very good advice. That's like drinking some of your charged water around before you go to bed. I found that that's like, I can only drink a tiny bit, and it tastes great, and it really is very hydrating. But sometimes I'm like, wow, I have all this energy. I feel so fantastic. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. You know, we share all this information, and we have similar experiences, and they're all really good. It's like, oh my gosh, this is so great. This is what it felt like to be, you know, light and almost like a kid with all this heaviness. It's just, you know, really wonderful to be able to have options to get back to that, because everybody wants that, I think. Okay, let's see here. Is there anything that you were considering doing as far as a healing tonight, Ron, for us?
Nothing comes to mind. So.
Okay, great. Well, we have a special healing question. It says, it's about teeth. I have a terrible problem with my teeth. I've run timeline crashes on them. Are there any clearings that you feel would work well for teeth?
Yeah, do the body jump start.
Yep. The body jump start, and yeah, there's so many reasons why that would work. There's your body's ability to absorb nutrients, so the body jump start would help with that. The special healing would work.
Yeah, that would be unique just for your teeth. Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, specifically
you,
for the teeth.
You know, it's not going to fix you instantly, but it will get rid of the energies, you know, from the past. So what you may want to do is get the unlimited and stay on it and do it quite often.
Yeah, and then going along with the teeth, actually, there's a whole environment in your mouth, but your gums, and that has to do with, again, proper nutrition, vitamin C, keeping the gums, you know, stuck to the teeth. So that all goes together. So you could say gums / teeth or teeth / gums. And also entity removal that are attracted to gum and teeth issues, because I can imagine that in the past, before they had modern dentistry, you know, if you had a teeth issue, you know, guess what? You're going to have a problem. And so are there a lot of entities that would be attracted to that, Ron?
Oh, yeah. Everybody has a tooth problem or teeth problems in their living. So entities, that would be a big one, especially if you have a toothache. They'll come flocking in,
yep,
in droves.
Yeah, so do the entity clearing on your teeth and gums, and hopefully you can get them to, you know, be at rest and leave you alone. And then how that shows up is that you feel less pain, because the entities can really make you feel more pain. Okay. So let's see here. Thank you, all you people who are writing in. Okay. Been doing clearings since March. Done about 8 whole life clearings and many special calls and a few weekend calls. And the biggest thing for me is I am in my 50s. It makes me laugh. I feel so youthful with my mental attitude. So late 50s, feeling pretty good. That's awesome. And also, I came across the list that I made for a weekend healing clinic several months ago, and I haven't thought about 90% of the issues that I listed ever since I've been doing healings with Creation Lightship. So now the person writing in says, I started on my husband. I've been working on my animals as well, seeing fear diminish in one of my horses. I know they see things in my riding arena. There is evidence of Native Americans from the past on my land. This month is the first time I purchased the space/location clearing, and I'm running that all the time, seeing differences in how many animals check things out. I do the home clearings as well. My house feels much lighter. I like my house for the first time. Thanks, Ron, and all the people behind the scenes. Well, thank you, listener. That's very nice. Wonderful. You know, it's interesting because especially horses, they really see stuff. They can see very interesting things I think most humans can't see, and they can get spooked, but obviously they're reacting very well to the location space clearing, which is a fantastic clearing. It not only can clear just the space that you're in, but you can actually write an address in there and clear your workspace or a specific area of a specific issue, even entities, but there's actually a long list of things that you can clear your area from. So thank you very much, listener. I'm so glad these are working for you, and we're very, very glad to hear it. Okay, well, Ron, we just have 2 minutes. Okay, oh, wait, let me see this here. For nearly 3 years now, I have participated in the 4 programs per week. Very great. I rarely miss a show. Could you please speak slowly? Yes, I will try, listener. Sometimes I do speak a little quickly. And they're wondering if I could also clarify 2 archive shows about Ascension. Okay. I think that the answer to this question, and it goes, there's a couple more sentences involved. We may have to come back to this on Friday because we only have 1 minute left of the show, and that will give us time to read this and get you a really good answer. So, sorry to delay the answer to your question, but we might have to wait till Friday. So with that, Ron, I'm kind of out of new material.
Okay, so here we go. Let's do the Mind of Heart drop. And so you want to command your spirit out loud. So you say, now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wonderful. Okay, everybody. So have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you later. Thank you, everybody, for helping out behind the scenes. Thank you, Michelle. Bye, everyone.